Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Ezel Mechir Kelev. One of the things we learned, one of the behemoths that are aser for the Mizbeach, is if I got it by training it for a dog. Mishnah wants to know what exactly took place over here. Sagt the Mishnah, why Melech Averi have some sense to his friend? Heilecha Tulezeh, take this sheep, Tachas Kelev Zeh, instead of this dog. You can't be makrovit. V'chein, same would be true for Shnei Shutaf and two partners Shechalku who divided their animals amongst themselves. Let's say they had 19 sheep and one dog. One of them took 10 sheep and the other took 9 sheep and the dog. So here's the interesting halacha. Shekeneged HaKelev Asurim. The 10 lambs that were taken against the dog, that's also for the Mizbech. Because we look at it this way, we say a portion for each lamb was exchanged for the dog. But she'imakel of the 9 lambs that were taken with the dog, mutarim ar mutar. They're not mechir kelev, they weren't switched for a dog. So help me a little bit, because I'm not sure I understand this. We have Reuven and Shimon, they're both partners. They have a total of 19 lambs and one dog. Reuven and Shimon say, you know what, let's divide. I don't want to be partners anymore. We'll be friends, but not partners. You take half and I take half. How do you divide 19 lambs and a dog? Okay. Reuven takes the 9 lambs and the dog. And Shimon takes the other 10 lambs. So what we're saying is, Shimon's 10 lambs are not good. Because they were switched for a dog. But Reuven's 9 lambs with the dog, they're good. They weren't switched for a dog. But the Gemara asks, there's only one dog here. So why can't I take off one lamb from the other side? That was for the dog. Otherwise, it was a lamb for a lamb. And the answer is, says the Gemara, as explained by the Batanura, you know what the case of our Mishnah is? The dog is worth more than each one of the 10 lambs. Let's say each of the 10 lambs is worth a total of 60 ma. Each one is worth 60 ma. And each of the 9 lambs is worth 5 ma. But the dog is worth 15 ma. So Echanami, it all adds up to a total of 60. But because it's not an even amount, so what was instead of the dog? Instead of the dog was a lamb plus a portion of each of the other lambs. That's how we look at it. And that makes all of it puzzle to the Mizbeach. Weiter says the Mishnah, Esnan Kelev u'mechir zayin. If it was the other way around, Hare Elu Mitarim. What's the case over here? Esnan Kelev is a person says, take this tle, and I'm going to do an aveiro with your dog. And u'mechir zayinah means that someone gives a tle to a zayinah, so she should be a shivcha. I want you to be a shivcha, and I'm paying you with a tle. Hare Elu Mitarim. These are mutar for the Mizbeach. Shenema, because we only ask what the Torah says is aser. And the pasuk says, "Ki toyavas Hashem alekecha gam shneyem." The pasuk shneyem, we divide into two. That's how the Gemara dashes it. Shnayim heim. These are two separate things over here. Shnayim, teaching us, only the two things mentioned in the pasuk are aser. Esnan zayna and mechir kelev b'volei aba. Not four things. If he gives a tle to a zayna to be mezana with her, or he exchanges something for a dog, that's aser. The other way around is not. For that matter, Valdai Sayan, the baby animals of the Esnan Zayna and the Mechir Kel of Mutarim are also Mutar for the Mizbeach. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Hain, they. And what we mean over here is the end of Shnehem. Hain and Hem is like the same. The Nun and the Mem are interchangeable. Only they themselves are Aser, but Valdai Valdai Sayan, not their offspring. So, what do we learn in our Mishnah over here? Masechtas Temura. Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel. The Torah asks Mechir Kelev to be brought up on the Mizbeach. Someone says, take this Tle instead of this Kelev. You can't use that Tle for a carbon. By the way, for that matter, if you switch the dog for any other behemoth or oif, it's all also for the Mizbeach. Then we discuss the case. We have Reuven and Shimon. They divided their farm. What did their farm consist of? 19 lambs and one dog. One of them took the 10 lambs, the other took 9 lambs and one dog. So the 9 lambs and one dog, that's okay. That wasn't switched for a dog. But the other 10 on the other side? So if it was an even exchange, let's say that the dog was worth exactly as much as one of the other lambs would have been, even if the lambs would be worth more than the dog, that wouldn't be a problem. You take off one of the lambs on the other side, that was connected to the dog, the rest are mutter. But here we're talking about where each one of the lambs, its value was worth less than the dog. So the mela, they're all part of the exchange. This was a very expensive dog. For this dog, somebody would charge one lamb plus a little bit of all the other lambs. And the mela, they're all usser, because they're all considered being exchanged for the dog. Then the Mishnah said the other way around, Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zayna are mutter, because the only thing the Torah answered was Esnan Zayna and Mechir Kelev.